So this is a long chapter, chapter 23, a fascinating chapter. Perek Chaf Gimel. Here we go. And this is Yirmiyahu continuing to talk to the leaders of the Jewish people. Horoim, woe, the shepherds, who are supposed to be the leaders, they're not performing their function. Rather, they destroy and scatter the flock of my shepherding, so says Hashem. Lachain, therefore, says Hashem, God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who tend to my people. You scattered my sheep and dispersed them, and you did not pay attention to them. You were not good to them. You didn't focus on their deeds. You didn't distance them from bad things. Behold, I will reckon with you for the evil of your action, so says Hashem. And I will gather the remnants of my flock from the lands to which I banished them. Banished them already in past tense, because the 10 tribes are already banished and many others. And I will restore them to the place of the pasture, and they will be fruitful and multiply. But this time I will appoint Hakimoisi Aleim Ro'im V'ra'um. This time I will establish faithful shepherds over them, and they will shepherd them, and they will fear no more, and they will not be dismayed, nor will they be diminished, so says Hashem. Lachain, Hine Yamim Boim. Behold, days are coming, says Hashem. Beautiful prophecy. Vakimoisi ledavid semach. And I will establish for David a righteous son, an offshoot, and he will reign as a king and succeed, Malach Melech Vehiskil, and he will perform justice and righteousness to the land. Biyamav Tivasha Yehuda, in his days, Judah, the southern kingdom, will be saved, and Israel will dwell in security. And this will be his name, that they will call him Hashem Tzidkenu, the Lord is our righteousness, the source of our salvation. Therefore, behold, days are coming, says Hashem, and the people will no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought the children of Israel up from the land of Egypt? There will come a time when the exodus of Egypt will not be considered the greatest miracle that happened to the Jewish people, but rather they will say, Kiim Chai Hashem, as the Lord lives, who took us up from and brought up the descendants of the house of Israel from the land of the north and from the lands from which God banished them to, and they will ultimately dwell on this land. So here is a bit of a few small prophecies that offer comfort in the midst of many, many intense prophecies. Now Yirmiyahu turns to the prophets, false prophets, those who mislead people. As we spoke quite a few times, there were many other people at the time of Yirmiyahu that were walking around and promising everybody that it's going to be okay, it's okay, it's okay. Lanevi'im, concerning the prophets, he says in verse 9, Nishbar libi bekirbi, my heart is broken within me, all my bones tremble. I am like a drunken man, like a man overcome by wine. Why am I like that? Because of Hashem and because of his words, the words of his sanctity. In other words, he's making a differentiation between the way he sees things and the way they see things. For the land, he's now talking about the moral state of the people. He says, Kimna fim mala haaretz, for the land is full of adulterers, as due to a false oath or a curse. The land mourns. In other words, the land is darkened, it's destroyed. Adultery and curses fill the land, including the fact that the oases of the wilderness have dried up, and their course, in other words, the inhabitants of the land, is evil, and their valor is used in the inappropriate manner. For both prophet and priest are corrupt and have lost their way. In my house too, says God, even in the temple, I found their evil, so says the Lord. Therefore, their sinful ways will be for them like a slippery place in the blackness. They will be jostled until they stumble and fall on it. For I will bring evil upon them in the year of their reckoning, when things come to an head, so says Hashem. Verse 13. I have seen fraudulence or impropriety amongst the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied by the name of the Baal, the false god, and they misled my people. And I see disgrace amongst the prophets of Yerushalayim, adultery and continued falsehood. They encouraged evildoers so that they do not repent, each man of his wickedness. They were all like Sodom to me, and the inhabitants of Yerushalayim were all like Gomorrah. Therefore, so says Hashem, Lord of hosts, concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them a bitter plant called wormwood, and will give them gall water, which is a liquid that comes from a poisonous plant, to drink, as from the prophets of Yerushalayim, duplicity has spread to all the land. In other words, they're guilty because they brought literally duplicity and hypocrisy across to the whole land. Verse 16. So says Hashem, Lord of hosts, do not heed the words of the prophet who prophesies to you as they are misleading you, the false prophets. They speak a vision of their heart, which has not been coming from Hashem. Chazon libam yedaberu, lo mipi Hashem. They continuously say to those who execrate me, the Lord has spoken to us saying, there will be peace for you. And to everyone who walks in the desire of their heart, the prophets say, don't worry. Do what you want, man. Evil will not come. Eat, sleep, be merry. Tomorrow is going to be great. Lo tavo alechem ra'a. For who of all these prophets, supposed prophets, stood in the company of Hashem that he could see and hear his word? Who listened to God's word and heard it? In other words, what are you guys talking about? It's absolute rubbish. This is not what Hashem said. Rather, behold, the storm of Hashem in anger has gone forth, and a storm is whirling on the hand of the wicked. It will whirl. Al Rosh Rashaim Yachul. Lo yashuv av Hashem, the wrath of Hashem will not be suppressed until he fulfills and he accomplishes what his plans of his heart are. Only at the end of days, which means after a while, will you acquire an understanding of what I'm trying to say. Bacharita yamim titbonenu ba bina. I did not send these false prophets, but they ran to prophecy on their own accord. I did not speak to them, but they prophesied. If they stood in my company indeed, in other words, if these false prophets had actually spoken to me, let them communicate my true words to the people. And then they will cause them to repent their evil way and the evil of their actions. You see, the problem with the prophets wasn't only that they were saying life will be good. It was saying that your deeds are inconsequential. Your evil doesn't have to be fixed. And that is as angering, if not more angering, because they're not causing people to change. And he continues in verse 23. Am I God from near, says Hashem, but not God from far? In other words, do you imagine that my presence and providence is limited and I cannot see distant events? Or I'm not involved in this world? In other words, I'm beyond creation, but not here. And here's a famous verse that's said often. Can a man hide in concealed places? Vani lo arenu, and I will not see him, says God. Halor tashamayim v'taaretz ani malei. I fill the earth. I fill the heavens. I'm everywhere, so says the Lord. I'm everywhere. I have heard that which the prophets who prophesied falsehood of my name said, saying, I have dreamed. Chalamti. That's what they say. Ad matai, till when will they continue talking like this? Is there anything, any truth in the hearts of the prophets who speak like this, who speak falsehood and the prophets of deceit of their heart, who think to cause my people to forget my name with their dreams that each man tells his neighbor as their father forgot my name, as they prophesied the name of Baal? In other words, they're just continuing that horrible, horrible tradition, just like their ancestors. Now, he says, make a distinction. The prophet who has an interesting dream will relate it, but let him admit it that it's nothing more than a dream. Hanavi asher ito chalom, yisaper chalom. But he who has my word, says Hashem, a true prophecy, will speak my word of truth. What is the chaff to the grain, so says Hashem? In other words, you cannot compare chaff to grain. One's real, one's fake. Haloi koi dvari koesh. Truly, my word is like fire, says Hashem. Uchepatish yipotzet selah. and like a hammer that shatters a rock. In other words, my truth is my truth. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, says Hashem, who steal my words, each man from his neighbor. They hear a fine idea or a nice theory, and they make it in now in their own name. Halokhim l'shanam, minagveit varai ishmeit reyu. Says Hashem, behold, I am against the prophets, and I'm coming to punish them, so says Hashem, those who take their tongues and utter an utterance. Verse 32, behold, I am against the prophesies of false dreams, says Hashem. They told them, and they made the people, they fooled the people with their lies and their foolishness. And I did not send them, nor did I command them. They will be of no use. They're useless to the people, so says Hashem. They're actually destructive. If the people of the prophet or the priest, the Kohen, will ask you, saying, what is the burden of prophecy of Hashem? You shall say to them, what is the burden? In other words, you want to know the truth? You want to know the true prophecy? I will abandon you, says Hashem. Natashti eschem num Hashem. Harsh words. And the prophet and the Kohen and the people who will say and inquire about the burden of the Lord, I will reckon and bring a burden on that man with his household. In other words, the prophecy is true. So shall you say, each man to his neighbor and each man to his brother, in a more fitting manner. What did Hashem answer? And what did Hashem speak? In other words, don't use the word burden like a cynic that says, okay, what does God want now? But say, in interest, what does Hashem want? And the burden of Hashem you shall mention no longer, as the burden will be for the man of his word, the prophet alone. In other words, once people repent, it will be different. And you pervert the words of the living God of Hashem. You have used prophecy to say whatever you want rather than the word of a God. So shall you say to the prophet, what did the Lord answer you? What did the Lord speak? That's the appropriate manner to speak about prophecy, by calling it the word of Hashem without cynicism. But if you will say the burden of the Lord, therefore so says Hashem, due to your saying this phrase, the burden of the Lord, Masa Hashem, an expression of resentment, a mockery, I sent you saying, do not say the burden of the Lord, and yet you did not listen, I will forget you, and I will cast you at this and the city I gave you to your fathers from my presence. I will place upon you eternal disgrace and eternal humiliation. I will not be forgotten. In other words, stop the cynicism, stop the patronizing attitude, listen to what I'm trying to say. So says Hashem.